Welcome to Lecture 12, Box A, Chapter 12 Goals. In this lecture, we will discuss Chapter 12 from the textbook, which deals with alternative number systems, data representation, and bit operations. In particular, we will cover the binary and hexadecimal number systems, the bit arrangement in memory of a variable, and the operations we can perform on the bits of a variable, which manipulate the bits. You might wonder why we studied these topics. Well, to be memory efficient, sometimes we want to work with the individual bits of a variable. To work with the bits, we need to know the bit representation of a variable. And to know the bit representation of a variable, we need to know how to convert the value stored in the variable to its binary representation. We introduce hexadecimal because it is easy to visualize the bit layout of a variable in hexadecimal. That is, one of the reasons we like to work in hex is because we can mentally visualize the binary digit layout in hex just as clearly as seeing the actual binary number. But in addition, hex has the nice property of being able to describe the same number with a smaller number of digits. In other words, big numbers in binary take a lot of digits to describe, so from that standpoint, hex is much more compact. In addition, as an aside topic, we also have a brief discussion on how floating-point variables are represented internally. So stated more formally, the chapter goals are as follows. 1. To learn how to represent numbers with the binary and hexadecimal numbering systems, how to perform basic arithmetic in these numbering systems, and how to convert between these numbering systems, as well as the base 10 numbering system. 2. To gain an understanding of how the computer describes intrinsic C++ types internally. 3. To become proficient with the various binary operations. 4. To become familiar with the way in which floating-point numbers are represented internally. Box B, Windows Calculator, Decimal Mode. Take a look at the Windows Calculator utility program as shown in Box B. In the scientific mode, you can use four different numbering systems: hexadecimal, decimal, octal, and binary. Hexadecimal is a base 16 numbering system. Decimal is the familiar base 10 system. Octal is a base 8 numbering system, and binary is a base 2 numbering system. Do not worry for now if you do not know what this means. We will cover hexadecimal and binary in depth in this chapter. We will ignore octal in this book. It is similar to hex, so if you learn hex, you can always investigate octal at your leisure. And of course, the decimal system is the system we use day to day. So the figure in box B shows the calculator in decimal mode, which is abbreviated by DES. Now note the blue arrow. It is pointing to one of several operations: AND, OR, XOR, NOT. These sound like logical operations, and they are, but they act on the bits of memory. Note that memory is just a sequence of bits that are either on or off. In other words, a bit can be thought of as a Boolean value, which is either true or false. Thus, we can do logical operations on bits. We will see all this later on in detail. Right now, we just want to introduce the calculator program because it will be useful to check your arithmetic and logical bit operations in the various numbering systems when you do the homework exercises. Also note that you should not rely solely on the calculator. As a programmer, you should be able to do simple arithmetic in binary and hex by yourself, just as you can in the base 10 decimal system. Box C, Windows Calculator, Binary Mode. As the red arrow shows, we are now in binary mode. Notice that only the numbers 0 and 1 are available. That is, the numbers on the calculator ranging from 2 to 9 are grayed out. This is because in binary there are only two possible digits, zeros and ones. Observe that the arithmetic operators are still available, so you can do addition and multiplication and others between binary numbers. We will learn how to do this later. It is worth pointing out that you can do conversions from one numbering system to another. For example, in box A, we had the number 58 in decimal entered. To convert to binary, you simply leave that 58 entered and press the BIND radio button, which the red arrow points to. Then, whatever number was in the edit box will be converted to binary. Hence, the binary string 111010 is the binary representation of the decimal number 58. In the computer, this string of digits is how the number 58 is actually represented. Thus, we see how binary is useful, since it gives the actual representation of a number stored in computer memory. If you look ahead to Box C, in which we switch to hex, the hex number 3A is the hex representation of the decimal number 58. So you can easily convert between bases with the calculator program. As an exercise, pause this lecture and experiment with doing arithmetic in binary and hex. Also try out the logical operators in binary with some simple numbers. Can you make a guess as to how the logical operators are acting on the bits? Incidentally, a binary digit is called a bit. Box D, Windows Calculator, hexadecimal mode. Now we are in the hex mode. Notice now that there are 16 available digits. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, and F. This is a base 16 number system, so there are 10 digit types. The digit A is 10 in decimal, the digit B is 11 in decimal, the digit C is 12 in decimal, the digit D is 13 in decimal, the digit E is 14 in decimal, and the digit F is 15 in decimal. Again, experiment with some simple numbers to see how hex numbers are added and multiplied. Based on your experiments, see if you can figure out how addition and multiplication with hex numbers are done.